ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நம. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 517. ஸ்வராஜ்ய சாம்ராஜ்ய விபூதிரேஷா பவத் கிருபா ஸ்ரீ மஹிம பிரசாதாத் ப்ராப்தா மயா ஸ்ரீ குரவே மகாத்மனே நமோ நமஸ்தேஸ்து புனர் நமோஸ்து. ஸோ தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் நவ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸிங் ஹிஸ் கிராட்டிட்யூட் டு த டீச்சர் and now he is looking at himself from the ahankara angle. The student is willing to accept samsara, which is inevitable from the ahankara angle, and the very acceptance that reduces the impact of samsara. That's a we cannot resist that. It is like, for example, when we catch a ball which is forcibly coming to us. If you go to catch it, if you go towards it, then what happens? The impact is reduced. The impact of the ball is reduced. The impact will be, otherwise will be so tremendous. So what they do, they are trained to catch it. They try to take the hand back so that the impact of the force will be much, much better. It won't be that harsh. Similarly, all the prarabdha, they are all hitting hard. Problems after problems after problems. And our resistance, that creates a tremendous impact on us. So when I understand the nature of prarabdha and ahankara, that samsara is the intrinsic nature of the universe, we don't call it samsara anymore, we call it simply its nature. And the very reduction of resistance is the reduction of this impact. So from the ahankara angle, we are talking from the ahankara angle. From the ahankara angle, acceptance is there. From atma angle, understanding is there. Wisdom is there. So in this itself, there is a great relief. And this is called jivan mukti. So ahankara drishtya, acceptance, and atma drishtya, understanding that I am free. I am ever free. Therefore, the more the student thinks of the reliefs that he got, he thinks of the person who is responsible for this great benefit to him. I got this freedom from samsara only because of what? Only because of the grace of my guru. Bhagavan's grace is always there, eternal and everywhere. Shastra is also there. But Bhagavan's grace and Shastra's grace, they both will materialize only when a guru transfers that wisdom to me. And so the Shishya remembers the guru's contribution. And when he thinks of his guru's contribution, he never thinks that he can ever repay for what he has received from the guru. For infinite benefit, what should be the payment? It should be, repayment should be infinite also. And there is no second infinity to pay. And therefore Shishya says, I can do only one thing. And what is that? I can do namaskaram to you. And the guru also understands this fully very well, because the guru also has done the same thing to his guru. So he says, it is silently he is acknowledging the process without any noise, without any big show. It's a silent expression of gratitude by the student. And the guru also, he never misunderstands, because guru himself was a Shishya. That is why we always say Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Not only he should be Brahmanishtaha, he should be a Shrotri. He should have been a student once. He should have heard it from another teacher. So he was a student before, and he has seen the fact that I cannot do anything to my guru. Therefore, I know my Shishya also cannot do anything back to me. So what to do, therefore? Do nothing. So it is his grace. But the gratitude is always there. Like, for example, our own gratitude to our parents. Physically, we are what we are, Because we survived by the grace of our parents from childhood and all. We never even know what to do, how to eat, nothing. Spiritually, we are what we are because of the Guru's contribution. And therefore, actually, there is a beautiful shloka. Swamiji quotes this shloka. Ajivitam trayam sevyam vedanto guru rishwaraha adau jnanaptaye paschat kritagnatvam nivrittaye. You have to worship three things throughout the life. Ajivitam, until your last breath. Especially if a person is a spiritual student. And what are those three things? Vedantaha, which makes you what you are. And then Guruhu, the teacher, who makes the Vedanta work, makes the Vedanta meaningful to me. And the third thing is Ishwaraha, is the one who provides the condition, the setup for Vedanta and Guru to work. So these three things, namely Vedanta, Guru and Ishwara, a person has to worship till the last breath. Adau jnanaptaye, the first part of life. You worship for gaining knowledge, worship the Guru for gaining the knowledge. Paschat, then after gaining that knowledge, then should I worship or not? Yes, that is what? To express our gratitude. Paschat kritagnatva nivrittaye. So this gratitude, namaskara, Shishya is doing here. This glorious gift. So, yeah, I am what, O Guru, I am what I am because of your grace. That is the gratitude, that is the expression. So, Yesha Swarajya Samrajya Vibhutihi. This glorious gift, Vibhutihi means this glorious gift. What is that gift? Swarajya Samrajyam. Swarajyam means moksha. And Samrajya means the empire or kingdom. So, this moksha Samrajyam, sovereignty. So, the empire of moksha, moksha Samrajyam, that is the glorious gift. And this gift of moksha Samrajyam, Maya Prapta, has been attained by me. Now I have no more doubts whether I am a muktaha or not. I have already attained this moksha, this knowledge. And I do not have any complex also in claiming I am muktaha, I am a mukta purushaha. I should not have any reservation at all. If the other people would not understand, I may not tell them, doesn't matter. When I ask myself, I don't have any reservations at all about this fact. Because I know Ahankara is ever baddha, is always binding. I accept. I, the Atma, I am ever muktaha, I am ever free. So this distinction is clear to me now. After this knowledge, I never claim moksha from Ahankara Drishti at all. I never claim bandha, again binding, from Atma Drishti also. So this clarity of vision that at once releases me, and that inner freedom that I have got. And hey Guru, I do not want to take the credit for myself. I have made myself available to the teaching. That is my Purushartha. But if I am free now today, it is because of what? It is because of your grace. So, prasadaha here means prasadat, means the prasada of the Guru, the grace of the Guru. And what type of grace it is? Mahima prasadat. Actually, that is one reading. There is also another better reading, Swamiji says. It is mahita prasadat. Mahitam means enriched knowledge. So, which is, it's a value-added knowledge. So, the grace is enriched by what? Bhavat kripa shri. Shrihi means the wealth. So, the richness of your compassion, kripa. Kripa means your compassion. So, by the compassion-enriched grace coming from you, I got this freedom. You taught me, I got this freedom. And therefore, what should I do in return? I cannot do anything at all. And you do not want me to do also anything. So, this is another problem. Because the Guru is already full. He is Purnaha already. So, he is full and complete. And therefore, he does not need anything at all. And I also cannot give anything to him. Because he is always full. And therefore, he does not even ask for namaskara. Even namaskara, he doesn't ask the Guru. He does not even expect namaskara. If he expects namaskara, then what will be the problem? There is samsara problem again. Therefore, he does not even look in that direction. When the student does namaskara, he doesn't even look at that direction. But for my satisfaction as a student, I want to express my gratitude to my teacher. Gratitude is one of the unique virtues which makes a human being a human being. Therefore, he Gurave Namostu, my namaskarams to you. Who is the Guru? He is a Mahatma. The word Mahatma, that is indicated to show who is very, the Guru who is extremely generous and compassionate. You have been very generous in your grace. It is not like a rationed grace. It is not like a trickling grace, you know, like water coming from some pipe. It is a flooding grace. So he didn't ration his grace because, you know, several students are there. He has to distribute the grace to all of them, you know, like the prasadam. You got some Tirupati laddu or something. There are 100 people. You want to give each one a small bit. No. So Mahatmane, Sri Gurave, both are in, actually they are Chaturthi Vibhakti. So Mahatmane is the adjective to Sri Gurave and Chaturthi, because Namaha always governs the Chaturthi Vibhakti. So the fourth case. So Praptamaya means the sentence is complete. With the Praptamaya, the sentence is complete. That is one sentence. And the next sentence in the sloka is Mahatmane Sri Gurave Namaha Astu. Then how many namaskaras should I give? If I have infinite benefit, I have to give infinite namaskaras. Therefore he says Namaste tu. Again namaskaram to you. Punaha namaste. Again, because namaskarams to you again and again. He wants to do it verbally because he cannot do it physically, because if he does namaskaram 10 times, he may not get up next time. Therefore, shortcut namaskarams are doing prostrations to you again and again. Shloka 518. Mahaswapne maya krita jani jara mrityu gahane bhramantam klishyantam bahula taratapairanudinam అహంకారవ్యాఘ్రం వ్యతీతమిమత్యంత కృపయా ప్రబోధ్య ప్రస్వాపాత్ పరమవితవాన్ మామసి గురో. సో హియర్ ద శిష్య హీ రిమెంబర్స్ వాట్ ద గురు హ్యాస్ డన్ టు హిమ్. సో హీ ఈస్ నౌ ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ దమ్, వెర్బలైజింగ్ దమ్. మహాస్వప్నే భ్రమంతం, వాట్ ఐ వాజ్ డూయింగ్, I was moving about in the dream world of samsara. Mahaswapnam it is, the local dream. When we dream every day, it may last for maybe about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, maybe some more time, and that's it. But this Mahaswapnam, this samsara, which is maya krita jani jara mrityu gahanam, it was a deep gahanam, a dense forest, a samsara forest, consisting of all kinds of wild animals like Janihi, Janma, Jani means Janma, birth, Jara, old age, and all the attendant problems of old age and all that. And finally, Mrityu, Maranam, all those things, they are like wild animals in this forest. And in the Samsara forest, it is a deep and dense forest. And how it is created? Mayakritam, which is created, caused by Maya or Avidya, ignorance. So, in this deep forest of samsara, which is nothing but Mahaswapnam, a vast dream, and Brahmantam, I was wandering about, I was roaming about. And was it an enjoyable excursion for me? No. If samsara is an enjoyable excursion, I would not have come to the Guru at all. So, Klishyantam, every moment was a struggle for me. So, Klishyantam means, it's a struggle. So it is a problem in this direction and that. Wherever I go, there is problem. And bahulatara tapaihi, struggling, tormented by tapas, adhyatmika tapa, adhibodhika tapa, adhidevika tapa, you know, all those things, various problems at the body level, problems from the family, friends, relatives, problems from natural causes, everywhere. I have been getting problems. So one problem or the other was tormenting me. So, bahula thara tapaihi, that should be connected with klishyanti. So, suffering from all these, okay. And what is the frequency of these problems? He says, anudinam. Every day, it is daily. There is actually another reading also is anukalam, every moment. So, ahankara vyagra vyathitam. I am concerned, worried, frightened by a tiger. A man-eating tiger has come. What is that? Ahankara. And vetitam, I'm frightened, I'm concerned. And such a miserable me, such a person, Atyanta Kripaya Prabodhya. You woke me up. You rescued me by waking me up from this dream called samsara with Atyanta Kripaya, with infinite compassion. Because Mahaswapna is used here, he uses the word Prabodhya. Because Swapna, the word used, he said, so he has to wake up. So you woke me up from that dream. So Prabodhya Praswapat. From the sleep, long sleep, you woke me up. O Guru, Avitavan, Mamasi Guru, Mamasi Guru, you have protected me, Avitavan. How? Rakshane, Rakshane means Mamava Pattabhirama, Mamava Meenakshi, Mamava. So that expression is used when you sing, it is Mam Ava. So you have protected me, you protect me. Mam Avitavan Asmi, you have protected me. Param, completely you protected me. O Guru, so I am ever grateful to you. I can do only repeated namaskarams to you. Shloka 519. Namastasmai sadaikasmai kasmai chinmahase namaha yede tadvishvarupena rajate guru rajate. So student, now he completes his expression of gratitude in this shloka by offering the final namaskara. And he looks upon the guru himself as Param Brahma. Because if the guru has to teach, you are Brahman. If he is teaching to a student that you are Brahman, then Guru will not have any doubt that he is Brahman himself. Therefore, O Guru, I don't look upon you as a person, but as Brahman himself or itself. So he says, Hey Guru Raja, Te Namaha. Hey Guru, who is the king among all the teachers? Who is the best Guru? Guru Raja means Guru Sreshtaha, Sreshta Guru he is. Because every student looks upon his guru as the best guru. There is a beautiful sloka. Mannata Shri Jagannataha. And Madguruhu Shri Jagadguruhu. So who is the best guru? Every guru is the best guru only. But out of love and reverence, a student looks upon his guru as the best one. And therefore he says, Hey Guru, Guru Raja, Hey Sreshta Guru, Te Namaha, my prostrations to you. And what type of you? This description is given here. Tasmai, to that guru. Sadayekasmai, who is non-dual. Sadayekasmai, who is a non-dual Brahman. Sada, all the time. He does not look upon the guru as a person anymore. He has transcended the personality of a guru. Every Shishya has to do that if he has really gained wisdom. First he holds on to the guru as a person. Then he holds on to the guru as for the teaching, then he goes on to the guru as the Shastra, the Upanishad. And then ultimately, he holds on to the guru as the very source of the Shastra, that is Brahman itself. So the person, from the person to the teaching, to the Shastra, and then to the Shastra Yoni Brahma. So Yoni means Brahma, the source. So every Shishya has to come to that level. Otherwise, they will become another relationship only, which is as much a bondage as any other bondage. Guru-Shishya relationship is also another bondage. Therefore, the Shishya here has transcended the Guru's personality. Therefore, he says, Sada Ekasmai. I look upon you as Brahman, who is ever non-dual. Sada. Sada means always. Ekasmai means non-dual. And Mahase Namaha. Mahas means Chaitanya Swarupaya. Literally, Mahas means light. The one who is the light of consciousness and the one who is pure existence, who is existence consciousness, that Satchit Brahma, I offer Namaskara to, and Kasmai Chin. So Kasmai Chin means some Brahma. It is some Brahma. Literally, it means what? Some Brahman means it is not some Brahman. It is someone which cannot be explained. It is inexplicable, whose nature is not describable. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. We can say anirvachaniyam brahma. Vachar vacho vacham agocharam brahma. You are not only, you are the transcendent Brahman, which is paramarthikam. And yedetat vishwarupena rajate.
You are the Paramarthikam Brahma alone. Through the power of Maya, you are appearing as Vishwarupa Ishwara also. So Vishwarupena, in the form of Vyavaharika Jiva and Vyavaharika Prapancha, you alone are appearing. Rajate, that means Paramarthika Brahma also you are, Vyavaharika Ishwara also you are. So you see how we use the words carefully. Paramarthikam when we say Brahman and Vyavaharika we say Ishwara. So Paramarthika Brahma also you are, Vyavaharika Ishwara also you are. In short, everything you alone are. To such a Guru I offer my Namaskara. So Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha. That is Vyavaharika Guru. So Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, when we say that is Paramarthikam Guru. In both ways, I look upon you and offer my namaskaras to you. And with this namaskara, the Sishya concludes his expression of gratitude. Now, what is the condition of the Guru now? Sishya has prostrated to him, did namaskaram to him, all that. So Guru is now extremely happy. Why is he happy? Not because the Shishya did so many namaskarams to him, he is happy because the teaching is successful, the communication is successful. The very guru Shishya relationship has been struck not for a Vyavaharika purpose, not for any worldly purpose at all. Whereas the relationship is unique and it's a holy relationship which is meant for what? Only one purpose, and that is freedom of both. From the very relationship itself. The very relationship of Guru Shishya, that freedom from that relationship also. Guru Naiva Shishyaha. A relationship which is struck for transcending the relationship. And that has successfully have been accomplished. And therefore, the Guru is giving his final Ashirvada, parting Ashirvada. Now, I am letting you go free because I am confident that wherever you go, whatever you do, you are a free person. My blessings are there with you always. So now on, we are going to get the final parting Ashirvada of the Guru from the next shloka, shloka 520 to shloka 575. 55 shlokas are Guru's Ashirvada. Shloka 520. Iti natamavalokya shishyavaryam సమధిగతాత్మసుఖం ప్రబుద్ధతత్వం ప్రముదితహృదయం సదేశికేంద్రః పునరిదమాహవచ పరం మహాత్మా. దేశికేంద్ర అవలోక్య. దేశికేంద్ర మీన్స్ వాట్? ఎ గ్రేట్ టీచర్. బికాస్ ఎ టీచర్ ఈస్ వాలిడేటింగ్ హిస్ టీచర్హుడ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ మినిమం వన్ శిష్య బికమ్స్ వాయిస్. That is the metric of a teacher, successful teacher, at least one Vedanta teacher. At least one Shishya should become free. Until he converts minimum one Shishya wise, the teacher has not validated his teacherhood. Scholarship does not make a person a guru. Writing books or even the number of followers and admirers a person has does not make him a successful guru. Minimum one should have become wise. So the guru is very happy because his Gurutvam has been validated now. So the great teacher, Deshika, that means Guru. This means Upadishati, Upadishi, both Upadish, they both mean to teach Upadish. So Deshikaha, that means the teacher. So a person becomes a great teacher only when consistently communicates the scriptures to someone for a length of time. That is indicated by the word Deshikaha. And Indraha, Indraha means Shreshtaha. So Deshika Indraha means Guru Shreshtaha, Uttama Guru, Sadguru, all whatever we can say. So this great teacher, Avalokya, he saw the student. The student did namaskaram. He saw the student. A completely satisfied student, he saw him. He is happy and free student who is offering namaskara to him. So Natham Avalokya, seeing the prostrating disciple. Natham avalokya, and if the teacher is great, what about the student? Student also must be equally brilliant. Because however great the teacher might be, the student should know how to grasp the teaching properly. As Swamiji always says, the greatest difficulty in Vedanta Shravana is what? whenever the teacher describes Brahman, the tendency of the student is to visualize Brahman as some kind of reality other than himself. This is called objectification orientation. We have seen all this earlier. Brahman as something, Brahman as something which I have to realize one day. That is what the student keeps on thinking. Brahman is something which I have to experience one day. This is the conclusion many of the students make. They say, I have intellectually understood Brahman, but I have not experienced it. And as long as the Shishya goes with that tendency and plans to sit in several hours and hours of meditation, expecting Brahman to come face to face, it is not only the failure of the student, it is the failure of the teacher also. All kinds of expectations should drop if the teaching is grasped thoroughly. So the completion of learning is the end of all such expectations, including the end of expectation of any form of mystic experience also. I will get a blue light, red light, whatever light it is when I get wisdom, none of those. And here the student does not look for moksha as a future event. And therefore, Shankaracharya says, the student is also a great student. As we see in Kathopanishad, Ascharyo Vakta, Kushaloshya Labdha. The teacher is also a wonder. The one who grasps the teaching also is a wonder. Therefore, Deshikendraha and Shishya Varyaha. Varyaha means great, Sreshtaha. Shishya is also great because he does not look forward to moksha as a future event. He knows he is free right now. Moksha is never an event, and moksha is certainly not a future event at all. Unless this is understood clearly, Vedanta will ever remain incomplete. So, Shishyavaryam and Samadhigata Atma Sukham. A Shishya who has wound up the Atma Ananda, Atma Sukham. Samadhigata means the one who has claimed Atma Sukham. Atma Sukham means Atmanandaha. This is Purnatvam. We have always told Atmananda is Purnatvam. So, that is his very nature. He has claimed that. And Prabuddha Tattvam, the one who has awakened to his real nature, Prabuddha Tattvam. And Prabuddha means Hivokana. Tattvam. Tattvam is his own real nature. I am not the Vyavaharika Ahankara anymore, but I am the Paramarthika Sakshi, that witness. To this nature, the student has awakened. And therefore only Pramudita Hridayam. All these are all the descriptions of the student now. We are all seeing the description of the student. The adjective to Shishyavaryam. Shishyavaryam. So, Natham Shishyavaryam. Samadhigatam Atmasukam Shishyavaryam. Prabuddha Tattvam Shishyavaryam. Pramudita Hridayam Shishyavaryam. So, they are all adjectives Shishyavaryam. So, because of his understanding, he is so elated. So, his heart is very light now. So, Pramudita Hridayam, the one whose mind is extremely happy. And all, they are all the description of the disciple. Such a disciple, Deshikendra Avalokya, the teacher saw such a student. Having seen such a disciple doing namaskara, Mahatma Idam Param Vachaha Aha. The Mahatma Guru, the Deshikendra, he uttered the following words. Idam Param Vachaha Aha. Param Vachaha means great words because it is going to be Ashirvada words. And therefore it is Param. So, these following words, the Guru uttered punaha again. So, what does he say? That we are going to see up to this shloka 575. It's a long passage of about 55 shlokas. Shloka 521. Brahma pratyaya santatir jagadataha brahmaiva tat sarvataha pasyadhyatmadrisha prasanta manasa sarvasvavasthasvapim rupadanya anyadavekshitum kimabitaham chakshushmatam drishyate tadvad brahma vidasatak kimaparam buddher viharasmat viharaspadam. So the Guru, now he is giving his blessings, he is giving his ashirvadam and his benediction. The Guru says, do what you want to do. But whatever you do, never lose sight of the teaching. Never lose sight of the fact that Brahman is in and through everything. So sarvam kalu idam Brahma, that you never forget. You can continue to have all worldly relationships if you are a grahastha. And if you become a teacher later, you will get a relationship in the form of guru-shishya relationship also. You can have any number of relationships. But remember, behind all relationships, there is only one Brahman, free from all relations. Never forget the relationless Brahman in and through relation-based transaction. That is, never forget the relationless Brahman in and through all relation-based transactions. And therefore, he Sishya, remember the Sangatita Asangaha, Asanga Brahma, in and through all Sangha, all associations, all relationships. So that is very beautifully said here. Jagat Brahma Pratyaya Santatihi. Jagat, Jagat means or the world, or the perception of the world. That is nothing but what? A series of perceptions of Brahman. Jagat Darshanam is Brahma Darshanam only. Because whenever you look at the world, the Brahman cognition, Brahman perception is taking place, whether you like it or not. Exactly like what? When you are perceiving varieties of, for example, ornaments. So many ornaments are there, bangle, go, necklace, this, that and all. You may call it a bangle or a chain or a ring, whatever it is. In all these cognitions, one thing you perceive continuously. And what is that? It is the golden bangle. Gold cognition is not replaced in bangle perception, chain perception, ring perception. You may perceive the ring, but what is the gold cognition is always there. Therefore, gold is the reality behind bangle, chain, ring, whatever may be the ornament. So, therefore, it is called Swarna Pratyaya Santatihi. Pratyaya means what? Cognitive. So, Swarna Pratyaya means what? Gold cognition or gold perception. Santatihi means flow. Gold perception flow is continuously there. When you are seeing bangle to chain, chain to ring, whatever it is. Gold perception continuously flows. So the perceptions change, but there is one changeless factor, namely swarnam or gold. So Vedanta says, whichever cognition continuously persists, that is the reality. Similarly, when you are perceiving the world, there is one cognition which is constantly flowing. And what is that? That we have to find out. Can you say gold cognition is all over there? It is not there, because when I look at the table, gold perception is not there, right? That is a different thing. Gold. So Vedanta asks the questions, which pratyaya, which cognition persists through all the perception of the world? And if one analyzes, there is only one cognition. And what is that? We say table is, chair is, pen is, man is. That isness or existence is the only pratyaya which is continuously there in and through everything. So, satta pratyaya or sat pratyaya is consistently and permanently there. Satta means existence. And through all the perceptions, in and through all the perceptions, and sat is called Brahman. Therefore, here the teacher says, perception of the world is nothing but the continuous flow of Brahman perception. Sat, 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 everywhere, existence. That is constantly flowing. So he is saying all this in the Ashirvada. Look at that. He is, the student is, all the teaching is already done. Now the student is going away. Now he is giving him all this advice. Again, he is telling all these things again. For a great Vedantin, even casual talk that involve profound truths only. Actually, someone nicely said, Swamiji quotes this one in that beautiful shloka. So, sadbhistu lilaya proktam shila likitam aksharam asadbhihi sapate nabhihi jale likitam aksharam. Sadbhistu lilaya proktam. For sadpurushas, for jnanis, such wise people, even their casual talks, lilaya proktam, casual talks, shila likitam aksharam, they are like, you know, etched on a rock. It's like a, you know, like a, it's cast, you know, cast on stone, you know, written on stone. Whereas, asad bihi sapate na bihi. For the mediocre people, Even when they speak very seriously, they talk big Vedanta, whatever it is like jale likitam aksharam. It is like letters written in water. They are not worth remembering at all. So why we are telling this like this? The Guru is now giving the final Ashirvada. The first line of that Ashirvada also is worth meditating. It is a Nididhyasana line. Because Guru's words are never waste. So it is another Nididhyasana line. Perception of the world is nothing but a series of existence cognition. Look at this, how beautifully said it is. Perception of the world is nothing but a series of existence cognition. Existence or true existence? E. Yes. So, Brahma Pratyaya Santatihi Jagat. It's a very, very beautiful, brilliant statement. Brahma Pratyaya Santatihi Jagat. Only difference is what? The existence with different Nama Rupa. That is what we have to understand. Different names and forms. Only existence is in and through everything, but with different names and forms. When I see Akasha, it is existence. Plus one Nama Rupa. When I see Akasha, again it is again existence with another Nama Rupa. So the Nama Rupa might vary in space, but they are all in space inherent. So that is, existence is constant. Ataha, therefore, Tat Brahmaiva. The world is nothing but Brahman. Tat Brahmaiva. Tat means Jagat. So that world is Brahman. Sarvataha. Sarvataha means in all aspects, in all respects. And therefore, what should I do? Just as a person who handles varieties of ornaments carefully does not forget the substantiality of gold. Similarly, O student, handle any number of relationships in the world. But remember, they are all Nama Rupas. The substance is Brahman. So all these various relationships, spouse, husband, wife, son, father, employer, officer, all of them are only Nama Rupas. The substance is Brahman. And when I have got such a vision, it is called Adhyatma Drishti. Therefore, see, he says in the second line, Adhyatma Drisha. And with this spiritual awareness in the background, now look at the world. And how do I know whether I got this spiritual awakening or not? This awareness do I have or not? How do I know? Whether I am absorbed in Nama Rupa or existence. How do I know that? He gives a clue here. Prashanta Manasa. As long as the spiritual awareness is in the background, mind will remain relaxed. Tranquil. It will be tension, stress, all those things won't be there. It will be tranquil. The moment, for example, my BP is racing, it is the red light burning now, telling you Nama Rupa has become dominant and the content has receded. Atma Drishti is gone. So the movie has become dominant. The screen has been forgotten. Therefore, Prashanta Manasa, maintain the inner leisure in and through all activities that you transact in the world. And if your mind is disturbed, instead of blaming the world, learn to blame yourself that you have lost sight of the spiritual awareness. You have the background Tambura Shruti. You know, normally we used to know this Shruti, that is the Tambura Shruti in all concerts. So that Shruti has stopped. Therefore, anytime you are disturbed, look within rather than looking for any scapegoat excuse. But look within. So, sarvas sarvasum avastasu api. So this is true in all conditions. Even during the worst crisis of, for example, money loss, health loss, people loss, whatever happens, never lose sight of this particular aspect. So sarvasu avastasu api, as Krishna said, pashyan shrinvan prishan jigran. This one we have quoted this many times. Whatever activities you do, never forget Vedanta. It's like what? He gives an example here, Rupad. So, Anyat Avekshitam. There is another better reading actually. Instead of Avekshitam, you know, it is Apekshitam also. There is another way. So, if you are using the eye, the ordinary eye, it will report only colors and forms. Therefore, Chakshusmatham. When the people use their eyes, Chakshusmatham, when they use their eyes, they will not be seeing anything other than forms and colors. They cannot hear anything with the eyes. They can see only forms and colors. So, avitaha, all around, Suppose, for example, a dog is barking now. With the eyes, you don't see barking because eyes are incapable of reporting the sound. You will see only the opening mouth of the dog. Eyes can reportedly can only report the forms and colors. In the same way, if you look at the world with Vedanta Chakshur, with the Vedantic eye or Shastra Chakshur, the eye of wisdom, which is physically symbolized as the third eye. Normally in our scriptures, they symbolize the eye of wisdom as the third eye. And with that third eye, you can never see sorrow. You can never see death, disease. Because the eye of wisdom will only see the Ananda Swarupam Brahma. Therefore, what you see depends upon what instrument you use. Use Pratyaksha Pramana, you will see samsara. Because Pratyaksha Pramana, you see, whatever I see, seeing is believing. Whatever I see, I believe. If you use that as a Pramana, you will see only samsara. Use Shastra Pramana, then you will see freedom. That is your choice, what you want to use. Therefore, he says, Rupat Anyat Avekshitam. To see anything other than form, Chakshushmatham Drishyate Kim. Is it possible for the people who have got eyes to see anything other than the forms and colors? Tadvat. In the same way, that means what? When you ask the question, it's not possible. Other than forms and colors, one cannot see, one cannot cognize anything with eyes. Tadvat. In the same way, Brahmavidaha. For a wise person who is using the Adhyatma Chakshur. In the second line, Adhyatma Chakshur is mentioned. So we have to connect it here. So for a wise person who is using the Shastra Chakshur, there is nothing else to be perceived. Sataha aparam kim asti. What is there other than Sat Brahma? Buddhehe, for his mind. What is Buddhi? Mind. So Viharaspadam, the field of experience. Vihara Aspadam is the field of experience. So for the mind of a wise person who is using the Shastra Chakshur, there is no other field of experience other than Brahman. Actually, this is put in a very strange way here. So, for a wise person, for the mind of a wise person, wise man, for the mind of a wise person who uses the eye of the scriptures, there is no other field of experience other than Brahman. So, what does it mean in simple language? If you do not forget the Shastra, Ananda will be there. If not, Dukkha will get inside because it is waiting outside to get inside any time. Therefore, Viharaspatam, field of experience. And what is that? Nothing other than Brahman. Sat. Sat means Brahman here. Shloka 522. Kastam paranandarasanubhutim utrujya shunyeshu rameta vidvane chandre mahakhladini vipyamane chitrendumalokayitum chayichete. So we have a choice now. We can use the Pratyaksha Pramana, you know, which is reporting only the tragedies after tragedies in life or samsara all around. And the Shastra Chakshus, that is the, which will report only Satchit Ananda. So both eyes one has. Now in life, whether you want to make a tragedy or comedy is in your hand. Therefore he says, Para Ananda Rasanubhutim Usrajya. Which intelligent person will give up Ananda of Brahman? So kaha. Kaha means which intelligent person will give up. So parananda rasanubhuti. The experience of great ananda. Parananda rasanubhuti. Experience of great ananda. Rasanubhuti. So parananda rasam means the drink, the amritam of parananda, which is given by the Shastra Chakshur. So eye of wisdom, which intelligent person will give up? Nobody will. They won't. On the other hand, if Vedanta is forgotten, there will be only samsara, there will be only tragedy. And even if things go well, for example, our worry is some drishti will come. We have already seen this earlier. Even everything goes well, no problem at all, what we will say? Oh, look at that, my neighbor will cast an evil eye on me. So I will worry about those kinds of things. We are worried that otherwise we may lose it also. Whatever we got, we might lose it. So we are spinning yoga and kshema. You go struggle so hard to get them. And then you got to worry about it, kshema. How to protect it. Therefore, here the teacher says, shunyeshu, ఆల్ అదర్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఎంటీ వర్త్లెస్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ సంసార కహ విద్వాన్ రమేత విచ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్ విల్ రెవెల్ రమేత విల్ ఎంజాయ్ దర్ఫోర్ అదర్ దాన్ వేదాంత నథింగ్ ఈస్ వర్త్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ అట్ ఆల్ రమేత విద్వాన్ దట్ డజన్ మీన్ యూ షుడ్ డ్రాప్ ఆల్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ వీ షుడ్ గో ఆన్ విత్ ద ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ హియర్ వాట్ ద టీచర్ సేస్ ఇన్ అండ్ త్రూ ఆల్ ది ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ హ్యావ్ ద విజ్డమ్ బిహైండ్ దెమ్ హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హియర్ చంద్రే మహాహ్లాదిని దీప్యమానే ఆన్ అ పౌర్ణమి డే బ్యూటిఫుల్ మూన్ ఇస్ అప్ ఇన్ ద స్కై విచ్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎటర్నల్ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద అండ్ రిలాక్సేషన్ వెన్ యూ లుక్ అట్ దట్ మూన్ మహాహ్లాదిని మీన్స్ ఏ మూన్ విచ్ గివ్స్ హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద జాయ్ వెన్ ద మూన్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎ పర్సన్ డస్ నాట్ సీ ద ఒరిజినల్ మూన్ అండ్ హీ ఈస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు సీ ద పిక్చర్ ఆఫ్ అ మూన్ విచ్ ఇస్ వెరీ పువర్లీ డ్రాన్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ మూన్ ఇన్ ద స్కై హీ కెన్ సీ ఇట్ వెరీ నైస్లీ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ఇట్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ హీ ఈస్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ అ పిక్చర్ ఆఫ్ అ మూన్ డ్రాన్ ఆన్ అ పేపర్ దట్ ఆల్సో నాట్ డ్రాన్ ప్రాపర్లీ హూ విల్ లుక్ ఇన్ టు దాట్ మూన్ సో మ్యూటిలేటెడ్ మూన్ వెన్ ద ఒరిజినల్ వన్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఇన్ దట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఇట్స్ గ్లోరీ ఇన్ ద స్కై సో చిత్రేందుం ఆలోకయితం చిత్రేందు మీన్స్ ద మూన్ ఇన్ ద పిక్చర్ చిత్ర ఇది ఇందు చిత్ర మీన్స్ ద పిక్చర్ ఇందు మీన్స్ ద మూన్ ద చిత్రేందు ద మూన్ ఇన్ ద పిక్చర్ విచ్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ద వ్యావహారిక సత్యం వెన్ పారమార్థిక సత్యం ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ హూ విల్ గో ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ వ్యావహారిక సత్యం వెన్ హయర్ రియాలిటీ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ హూ విల్ గో ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ ఫేక్ రియాలిటీ వెన్ ద ఒరిజినల్ గోల్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ హూ విల్ గో ఆఫ్టర్ ద ఫేక్ గోల్ చిత్రేందుం ఆలోకయితం కహ ఇచ్చేత్ హూ విల్ డిసైర్ దట్స్ వాట్ ఆచార్య ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ శ్లోక 523 ఐ కెన్ స్టిల్ డూ అసత్ పదార్థానుభవేన కించిత్ నహ్యస్తి తృప్తిర్న చ దుఃఖహానిః తద్వయాన తదద్వయానందరసానుభూత్యా తృప్త సుఖం తిష్ట సదాత్మనిష్టయా So here the teacher, he says, the fulfillment that a person gets through Vedanta or this Brahma Jnanam, one can never get through any other pursuit. This you have discovered even before coming to Vedanta also. But even after the study of Vedanta, this must be constantly remembered. Otherwise, the mind will again run after all kinds of worldly pursuits for fulfillment. And therefore the teacher reminds, nothing other than Atma Jnanam can give fulfillment. Nothing other than Atma Jnanam can give fulfillment, teacher again reminds. It is a challenge which is given by Vedanta. And if anybody claims that I have got fulfillment through something or the other, Vedanta declares it is a fake fulfillment. It is not a real fulfillment. What is the proof for that? That fulfillment lasts only for maybe a few seconds or a minute, maybe or a few days or a few weeks. Thereafter, he is after another pursuit. And again for what? Again for fulfillment. So in fact, he forgot even the fact that he possesses the object for which he worked all the time. It is with him. He thought house will give fulfillment. So he went after getting a house and house was completed. And then he said, the mission is over, I am happy. And after a few days or months, he forgets that he is the owner of the house and he is looking for the next thing which indicates that there is no fulfillment again. Even if it comes, it is only a fake one. And the proof is what? A real fulfillment will be continuous. A fake fulfillment will not be permanent at all. Therefore he says, Asat Padartha Anubhavena కించిత్ తృప్తి నా అసత్ పదార్థ మీన్స్ మిథ్యా పదార్థ త్రూ ద వర్ల్లీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ రిలేషన్షిప్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ విల్ నెవర్ గెట్ ద రియల్ తృప్తి తృప్తి నా అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా పదార్థ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ మిథ్యా పదార్థ దిస్ ఆల్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దిస్ డెఫినేషన్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ అనాత్మ ప్రపంచ అనుభవేన బై హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు దిస్ అనాత్మ ప్రపంచ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ అనాత్మ ప్రపంచ కించిత్ తృప్తిర్ నహ్యస్యతి యూ కెన్ నెవర్ గెట్ రియల్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ అట్ ఆల్ సో దే విల్ గివ్ యూ ఓన్లీ ఫేక్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెవర్ real. And not only that, nacha dukkahani. It is never remedy for the grief of samsara. Dukkahani means remedy for the grief of samsara, for the dukkham. When the fake fulfillment comes, samsara seems to be away for some time, perhaps. And when that fake satisfaction goes away, samsara dukkha again hits. So this viveka and this vairagyam you should always have. You can never forget that. You need not hate the prapancha at all. Don't try to hate the world. You need not discard the prapancha. You cannot, because you have to live in the world with people. There are people. You cannot run away from people. You cannot run away from society. You cannot run away from the world. What is important is, when you need security, when you need fullness, when you need ananda, you tap only one source, and that is atma. And therefore the acharya says here, he wants tat, tat in the third line. Therefore, tat advayananda, advayananda rasanubhutya. By resorting to advaya ananda or atmananda. So enjoying by claiming or by resorting to, by tapping that atmananda, triptaha trishtaha. May triptaha trishta means, may you always be contented. Triptaha. May you ever have contentment with yourself. Atmanyeva atmanatushtaha. May you not try to hold on to any external things. So, triptaha tishta means, and sukham tishta also. And may you be relaxed. May you be released from all kinds of dukkham. And how do you get relaxation? Sadatmanishtaya. By ever remaining, by abiding in sadatma. Sadatma means atma, which is satrupam, satyaswarupam. The Atma in the form of Satyam, Satya Swarupam, by remaining in that, ever remaining in that. And why there is total relaxation by doing that? Because Satya Atma will never be subject to loss. It will never get out of you. Therefore, you need not, you never be never to be concerned about losing Atmananda at all. It will never be lost. Whereas any other source of contentment, there is always a constant anxiety or concern whether I'll be able to preserve it or not, preserve the setup, preserve the people, preserve the relationship. Always there will be a question. A relationship bond security is always under threat, because relationship is always under threat, because relationship rests in at least two people are needed for a relationship. Even though you may do everything to maintain a relationship, the cooperation of the other person, that is also required. You never know what the other person would do. He may go in other direction, he may think all kinds of things, all kinds of problems he can create to you, even though you would like to maintain that good relationship. So one day that person comes and says, I do not like you. What do you do? And for likes and dislikes, there is no logic also. It is the whim and fancy and the subjectivity of mind. Whether it is preservation of the object or setup or relationship, in all of them, things are always unpredictable. Only relationship that will not fail is the relationship with Atma. And it will never fail because it is you yourself, the very subject. Until we discover the Atma, we ask the student to have a relationship with the Lord, with that is the next best. You have the relationship with the Lord, that is the next best relationship. You either have Atma Sambandha or Ishvara Sambandha, but never the world Sambandha. Therefore, Triptaha Sukham Tishta Sadatma Nishtaya. So, have that relationship, the relationship with Atma, that is your own self. So, this is how the Acharya is advising the Guru. And he is going to continue his advice in further shlokas until 575, which we'll be continuing to see in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dhausvara Prabhupo Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilina Seya Parasamaheshwara Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.